Now, the time is 8:45, and new research has found that 4 out of 5 pregnant women in Ireland are low in iron in the final 3 months of their pregnancy. And this is from the Irish Centre for Maternal and Child Health and the School of Food and Nutritional Sciences at University College Cork. Dr. Elaine McCarthy led the research. She's a lecturer in nutrition at UCC, and she's on the line now. Dr. McCarthy, tell us what you found and why it matters.
Thanks, Sonia. Yeah, so as you said, we found that 4 out of 5 women were deficient in iron during their third trimester. And I suppose this was somewhat surprising because this was a very healthy, low-risk population where we wouldn't have expected such high rates. The reason why it matters, I suppose, is having good iron status during your pregnancy is important to protect the growth and development of the fetus during pregnancy as well as after they've been born, but also ensuring optimizing pregnancy and birth outcomes as well. So it's really important data.
Now, it's a long time since I was having babies, but when I was, you used to get your iron tablets pretty much as standard. And then in my mother's time, you were given Guinness and told to eat a lot of liver. So, are women advised to take supplements now, or is it solely diet?
So diet is a really important component of it, to be honest. High dose iron supplements wouldn't be recommended unless you have been diagnosed with an iron deficiency or anemia, because it can actually be quite dangerous. So we're really advocating for a food first or a diet approach first, and then if supplements are needed once a diagnosis of iron deficiency has been given, then it can be used. We did find that a lot of women use multivitamins, so where iron is at a lower dose in those multivitamins, and those did actually have quite a protective effect against developing iron deficiency during the pregnancy.
All right, so the multivitamins can help, but really it's the diet. So does that mean going back to the Guinness and the liver?
Well, we certainly wouldn't recommend liver during pregnancy anymore because it has other nutrients that are a little bit at high risk, and the Guinness perhaps not. We really would look, I suppose, at other sources of iron. Most people know that animal-based products like your meat and poultry have a lot of iron in them, but other foods that are not animal-based, like your fortified breakfast cereals, for example, or green leafy vegetables, dried fruit, all of those have iron in them. But the top tip, I suppose, around iron is how we eat that iron. For example, if we have foods with vitamin C, like if I have my fortified breakfast cereal in the morning, it would be better for me to have that with a glass of orange juice rather than a cup of tea, because there's something in the tea that actually can inhibit the absorption of iron in the body, whereas the orange juice has vitamin C, which enhances the absorption of iron in the body. So that's an important tip.
And did your survey address, or do you think a factor might be that so many people now, and very often women, are, you know, adopting vegan or vegetarian diets? So, you know, their sources of calcium, their sources of iron may need more attention.
Certainly, we see an increased prevalence in diets where they're avoiding eating meat in particular. It's not the only reason, though, to be honest, because there are other plentiful sources of iron in the diet. It's just making sure to get enough of that iron from the diet and ensuring to follow those tips around, including vitamin C. So it isn't necessarily the case. It's iron. Pregnancy itself has a very high demand for iron, so we would expect to see some deficiency, but we were probably a little bit surprised at the level of deficiency that we did see.
So there will be a booklet that UCC is working on, the maternity hospital there and other hospitals, that will be available soon.
Yeah, so it's great timing, I suppose, from our point of view, but we are developing a resource for a guide on iron during pregnancy that has practical recipes, top tips, advice, etc., around how to improve iron intakes in the diet. And this is led by ourselves in University College Cork, but working with our colleagues in Cork University Maternity Hospital and the Ireland South Women and Infants Directorate. And we're hoping that this will be launched in the next couple of weeks locally, but then we're offering it nationally as well as a resource for women and their families, just to help, you know, provide some of those practical tips and advice to help improve iron.
Fascinating stuff, and thank you for telling us about it. That's Dr. Elaine McCarthy, lecturer in nutrition and lead researcher at University College Cork. Back with more after the break.